And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, 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 dear listeners, to this morning's session, or, well, your Monday session of the Brand Conversation. Now, I do hope that you had a bit of a rest over the weekend. The weekend, yes, was one of those nice weekends over the in September in terms of, well, you did know where the weather was, but at least the weather was mellow. At least the weather was warmish. I don't know about Monday. We can't talk about Monday. Thus being the scenario of, it's puzzling. It's just chilly. It's nice. Sun is shining, but it's chilly. But we're not here for rare weather reports on the Brand Conversation. We're here to talk about branding, marketing, all the exercises that you as an entrepreneur, as a one-man, one-woman show, as a potential communications or marketing expert or executive can get into, make use of, or tap into these various discussions. Now, we ended off on Friday with regards to how you as an author, or if you want to become an author or a writer, the things that you need to think about in terms of being a writer or an author, about thinking about your personal brand. Now remember, this is something you can copy and paste in almost most facets where you are building up a brand with regards to a specific skill that you're going to harness. Now writing itself is a mechanism in terms of which an author can make a living off. Second onto that is also, it helps the author build up a brand themselves. It's the same thing that you would see singers or artists or musicians. Let me not say artists for singers, because artist is the umbrella term that you use for anyone that can paint, can sculpt, can sing, can dance, can play instruments on. That's the overarching, or that's the umbrella term applied to them. But it's the same thing that singers, painters, musicians themselves, you know, leverage. They build up their own personal brand. I don't know. Don't ask me about an Instagram model. Please, I don't know, guys. They are just Instagram peoples. For some reason, they're not. I don't know how you can transcend or derive any value that an Instagram personality is providing to your life. I don't know. I really don't know. It's one of the oddest things. It's one of the oddities to try and assess the value that they provide. If the value is something that is convertible into hard cash, show me that conversion. I will then, you know, accept your perspective. If I don't, then I don't know. If I can't see it, then I still don't know whether an Instagram model can feature in that. But in our branding discussion, where we left off on Friday, we took a look at one set of the spectrum with regards to authors or the, you know, the writing industry. And I'm now subtracting or taking out all the journalists out of this, because unfortunately, as a journalist, your work belongs to the publication or to the platform that you submit your work to. So in actual effect, the brand is not you. The brand is the platform where your work is published on. It's not something similar to what novelists or other writers and authors have to work on or have to factor in, because they actually build up followings themselves. I've heard very few journalists that actually have personal followings. If it does, you've got to scrutinize the kind of work that the journalist or the does actually. But, well, there's only one exception, or actually three, but they form part of the same exception. And those guys were all in broadcasting. They were not in publishing nor in any newspaper sense. They were just in radio and TV predominantly. In the world of writing, there's one key platform, one key stakeholder, one key sort of like middleman, facilitator, role, entity that you get in order that helps a writer and author achieve their scope, their landscape, their ultimate goal of becoming published. And that is the publisher itself, the publisher themselves. Now, please note, guys, publishers there are similarities to publishers all around the world that you can find. in the music industry, you get publishers, the guys that actually, you know, provide the contract to singers and musicians, they are known as publishers. Where you get the publishers and then you get the music company, so it's like publisher and distributor. The same also in the games industry. Yes, in video games. I'm not talking about the gambling component or the casino component. I'm talking about the video games. You get a publisher and you get a developer. In the book industry, you get a publisher and the writer. And you get then, I think there's also one other industry where you also find a publisher and the person that actually develops the product. Now, do you see the symbiotic relationship? Even though self-publishing has become somewhat a phenomena itself, self-publishing is where some writers have decided, you know what, I'm going to keep the money or I'm going to save costs and then go and publish things myself. The unfortunate scenario on top of that is, how do you then take care of the distribution component? Because the publishers are the guys in charge of distribution. Now, factoring in the conventional setup of this ecosystem is that you've got the content creator or the creator of the work and the publisher. This can be either in the video games industry, this can either be in the movie industry, yes, the movie industry as well, the music industry, or even in the book industry. You always have the publisher alongside the people that make the content, the manufacturer. Do you see the scope in which an ecosystem exists? Now, we're strictly staying on the role of, in the world of writing, because our next discussion will have to go into getting into the music sense. Well, not music, more into the movie, in the movie discussion, because we do have platforms where we've got people that want to make movies themselves here in Namibia. Just like we've got people that want to write their own books, you know, write their own stuff, there is a major need for the publishing sector in our country to actually be emboldened, to be supported, to provide its support. First things first, I'll give you a few names. Now, the University of Namibia has their own printing press, and I think they also have their own distribution setup. There's a handful of other private companies also here in the capital that also deal with publishing in a very limited extent, and then mostly distribution. But the nice thing is, if you are an up-and-coming writer, thinking that you can do things on your own with a publishing component will be a big challenge. Why? Well, let's firstly look at the first big challenge before I get into the role of publishing in authors, sort of like branding exercise. Now, if you're an up-and-coming writer, you cannot... Remember, I just spoke to you about how you as a writer should look and factor into the kind of brand that you want to develop for yourself. What should your branding encompass? What should your branding include? How should you go about it? Which is, you know, what kind of genre will you write? What are the values that you will implement within the works that you will produce? How will you get it? How will you portray these values to your readers? So, because your readers will have to extract value out of the work that you're providing. Are you a good storyteller? Are you someone that can, you know, make use of an extensive work of the vocabulary of what, doesn't matter what language it is? And also, how do you construct, you know, a discussion for your reader? Content. How do you construct it? Now, the key points there was, you really have one thing to worry about. You really have one thing to worry about. That is building the brand in this direction. If you're now going to try and say, okay, let me now sort out publishing myself, layout of my works, and distribution, it's going to be a nightmare for you. I've seen it personally. Second onto that is also the writers that try to do self-published works. The unfortunate thing is there's always a big, not a big pushback, but it's a sense of, you know, the rate of distribution is not as heavy. If you're working in retail, guys, in retail, it's all about being extensively accessible, you know, having extensive or intensive coverage, as they call it in marketing. You get the three kinds of coverage. You get intensive, exclusive, and there's a third one, which is slightly bigger than exclusive, but smaller than intensive. In these three coverage networks, and this is how you establish how your product is going to be accessible, you need to understand the distribution machinations, the mechanisms. I know it falls into the scope of logistics and distribution, but still, you can't be in charge of self-publishing. You can't be in charge of distribution. That's the role of a publisher. The publisher handles those costs. It's their overhead. It's not yours. It's not yours. Because you're thinking about your own brand. You're thinking about your own way of making your name, of building up your own name yourself. The unfortunate scenario, however, is that times have changed. And if I say times have changed, there are now other platforms in terms of publishing. The unfortunate thing is Amazon provides one of those biggest platforms, but it's only in the ebook form because of the Kindle. If anyone remembers the Kindle, and that is the e-reader platform, the electronic tablet platform by through which you can read, literary works published or distributed from Amazon's digital, library, if we can call it library, because that's what they sell. The unfortunate thing is it takes away the self-publishing element even entirely. Now, whether you're going to go digital or whether you're going to stay physical, if you're going to stay physical, a publisher is needed. If you're going to go digital, ask the question to yourself in a Namibian context, how many people are going to have access to that work? Now, not also to be a little bit of a negative Nancy myself, but we've got to factor in brand building that publishers provide you as a writer. Now, brand building in publishing, guys, is key because a publisher wants to make money consistently. They're a business, but you're also a business person. You, the writer, you're also in this to make money. You're not in this for free. You're not in this to give away freebies. You're in this for money. You're in this for the money. So we have to identify what's the goal. How do you get into this role? How do you get into the scope? Now, even though the publishing industry has traditionally served three main roles, yes, these three roles is unfortunately what they used to do. Gatekeeping, curating, and distribution. Now, the gatekeeping component, now before I get into the next ad break, the gatekeeping component was a component in terms of where they could filter the amount of work they could support.
Gusa etokoro lyo uhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lye yowamba zuma wakoko, ndimo kwa nakoma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozo ye utantantatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Mona ase trekking otuna omayakuro dhingi mokutura mo u trekking device mi and itho marudhaga khe gamena oka donkey bots wanako eko ngangara otatu kupe uyerere keneto vuru okurandura oshendito shoe okuzamo mtumba sigo mpoka shiri pethimbo jomo njira torongi thashi kiongo diwe yopeke ana farama ana ngeshefa osho ana magumbo endere nipa mwene thimbo mokutona tira omaliko goe okuza kongo diopeke mona ase trekking oteku tuliremo uthano wo 4G wo point Nje, uthano mboka ka unonjironde, o haurongo ko onkondo de tango, haurongo efi mbokehe, no monkara ombe pokehe, ko jambono ko farama kwa ningiko pepi. Otatu adhika po matungiro gomalaiti, gatalera thana no mbirwa yondangwa Eben Constituency, kuyerere, dengerane na konra ketatu imwe imwe, mbali heali, datu hamano mbali mbali. Mona asset tracking, if it moves, we can track it.
Now, coming back from the quick break right there, with publishing, guys, publishers played one key role. That's now pre the entire digital rollout of almost every facet of most creative components that provide the branding exercise now to content creators. The publishers played gatekeepers, they played curators, and they played distributors. So in the gatekeeping concept, they actually filtered which works they wanted to do, which works they wanted to stand by, which works they wanted to support. And this is a notion of them not overextending the resources that they've got available. For sure, for real. If you know someone in the publishing realm, if you know someone even in the printing press realm, everything costs money. And yes, guys, I do have a newspaper background, and one of the key things that helped me understand the cost elements, how you generate your pricing and how to factor in what price you can issue to someone, had to do with your costs, your overhead. Now, that's what publishers also have to factor in. I'm not talking about physical publishers, people that run printing presses themselves and can print and have the means of printing something. Now, when doing so, they only have as much budget. If we use the word resources, for sure, but it's budget, technically budget. And they have to look after the distribution component. If they are successful in selecting your work, or if you are successful in being selected in, you know, the successful storyteller to then be rolled out as a novelist or as a writer, the scenario there is the publishers then take charge of distribution. They do. Now, the aspect here is it's going to be a long road. It is going to be a long road. Here on Eagle FM, I interviewed I spoke to one. Well, she was published actually in beginning of last year. She's out of the country already, the writer, but she explained that it was a process of at least 10 years before the book got to the stage of being published. Being published. Printed and published. It took 10 years. Now, obviously in other countries, you know, things could work a little bit faster, but you've got to have a look at how publishing plays or publishers play a role or being that focal role for you, the writer. Because if you did not have an editor, because publishers have editors in them, they edit the works of the people and they ensure that things are not unnecessary. There's not an unnecessary content that shouldn't fit there in the book or in the whole manuscript. These are what the publishers bring to you. Second onto that is also the publishers then help you develop, you know, any other gaps that might be seen before the product is fully launched. Now, it's the same process you can apply to a manufacturing process in any factory. Quality control. And what do these editors do? They provide the quality control component, the QC. Now, when they provide the QC, they are thinking about the reader. You, the writer, you're obviously thinking about yourself. You've got this wonderful idea in your head, but the editor on the side of the publisher is busy refining. It's like refining. They're refining the product alongside you. They have to refine it. They have to refine it. And I'm sorry, guys, for any of you that want to be writers out there, there are some very brutal editors out there as well. This is a pure fact. The only thing that these editors will be thinking about is the product, not about you. So if the product is complete, the product is well-rounded, refined, it's complete in its structure and everything, then only can the product be served. And that's the timeline in terms of when I had the discussion with the writer. Just to also identify with you guys who she is, her name is Beauty Boyce. But she did get printed her book last year, here in Namibia with UNAM Press. The unfortunate thing is, in terms of now, you know, looking at the process that you had to go through, it was a pretty lengthy one. That's the unfortunate component. It usually takes a good 2 years at least, but not the time length in which she described in that one discussion I had with her. However, understand that the publisher has their own value proposition also to sell out there. So you are generating the value, which is the product. You, the writer. You then get signed by a publishing company. They say, all right, Dwight, let's see what your first we like your first manuscript. Are there plans? Because remember I mentioned to you in Friday's discussion and in Thursday's discussion, you've got to factor in for how long are you going to make your work last? Are you going to be looking at series of books? Are you going to be looking at timelines, meaning speaking about the same topic, but you've broken it up into various subcategories so that each work covers a specific component of the work? Are you going to be developing things even further? Because this is a long-term game, guys. There's not a hit and run. There's not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is not doing things for now, for today, because I feel like it and I think I can express myself. No. This is a long run. This is going to be a long-term play. This is going to be an investment opportunity for you, because the publisher wants to see if they can invest in you. Now, still continuing on with that discussion, it's key to note here, guys, that you, the creator, because a writer is a creator, an author is a creator, you, the creator, you're generating the product. You're creating the product, the manuscript. You submit it because you were signed now by a publisher. The publisher then looks over it and they say, okay, we need to refine it here. We need to refine it there. And then they work back with you. Now, the publisher has a timeline of how they release books, works from various writers. That means you're not the only one that they'll be releasing work from. You'll be part of a portfolio that they represent, which is key because they can't just be dependent on one person's work. They need to have a profile, a portfolio of works to sell from. This is key. Remember, guys, if you're in it for money, understand the value proposition that you've got to first provide and the value proposition that's going to be generated from your work down the channel. Think of it as a channel. There are multiple stakeholders in this channel, but you are point number one, leading into point number two, the publisher. The point number two, the publisher, has to think about the distribution network where they can launch or release your work into. It's similar to like a farmer who generates milk, makes the milk, sells it to a milk company. The company then refines it, then sells it, boxes it, packages it, and sells it to the various retail stores out there, because the retail stores have their own distribution, their own market coverage, and they know how which communities or neighborhoods or urban areas are they servicing. That's the same setup. In just in the case of books, the bookshops will be your distribution points. They can be independent or they can be owned by the publisher as well. Now, note here, guys, that in a digital sense, it takes out a whole range, actually two, three of these channel stakeholders would not exist, because then you would only have Amazon, because I know, I think it's only Amazon that does that in terms of the digital platform. I don't know if there's a second one somewhere globally, but we're looking at a number of instances. So jumping to Amazon would not be your biggest play, would not be actually your most fruitful or most, you know, if we can say most rewarding. It won't be your most rewarding play ever. Because just think to yourself how many people around the world have done the same thing running to Amazon and their digital distributions. Just to give you a little bit of insight, I think it was back in 2018. Back in 2018, for the first time ever around the world, physical book sales had surpassed digital book sales. The reason being,
that people felt that, you know, there was a little bit of a connection that they made to bookstores. That's now the distribution point, and they liked owning their own copy. There are some people that love reading a physical book. Now, I'm telling you a little bit about the consumer, the type of consumer that you want to appeal to, because you have consumers that want to take their book, they want to go sit down, and they want to have peace of mind, you know, investing a little bit of time in reading in that sense. If you're going to go through the digital route, the unfortunate scenario is, firstly, the person has to invest $1,000 into an electronic platform. If they don't have the $1,000, which they could have bought 3 or 4 or 5 books with, that $1,000, then they're just not going to read your work. There's going to be no exposure to your work. However, if you decide to go with the physical book printing scenario as an author, you've got to factor in the value that the reader at the end, the consumer, has to receive. So that means your input has to be top-notch. Your input has to be, well, if you could see my arm right now, I'm indicating towards the ceiling. It has to be up there. So when you really write something, do good research, know the topic you're writing about, and invest a lot of sort of like insight and understanding into what you're writing. Now, it's key to note at this midpoint of today's brand conversation that the need for branding is intense when it comes from the publisher side, because the publisher is key. The publisher is key for the reason being that the publisher can and always will reproduce your work down the line. If they see that your book sold very well, a publisher will reprint again, or they will get more orders to reprint more. If you wrote such good work, it's contemporary, or it's a well-researched work, or it speaks to a specific topic, or a current affairs topic, or something like that, and you are good at storytelling, the people like the way you write the story or constructed the story, that's not the readers, they will put more pressure on the distributors to order more from your work. Awesome stuff. But that's only if you get the balance right from your end. Now, the need for branding in this same scenario, guys, is that with seemingly infinite wealth of information available, the task of separating signal from noise or expertise from the alluring charm of ignorance, or sometimes, you know, that's now what the digital platforms provide, becomes an important balance for the publisher. They mean expertise from the alluring charm of ignorance is because, in some cases, unfortunately, some writers, as a content creator, guys, you do meet a lot of resistance sometimes. Sometimes people just don't like the way you look, your face, and they don't want to even touch your work. These are some of the stone cold things that happens to content creators, musicians, singers, what else? Even other artists from the visual arts, like painters and sculptors. Sometimes people don't like what you're doing. But it should not be a manner in terms of which it should not be the main point that deters you from pursuing what you want to do. It shouldn't be. Sometimes, in some cases, they will just like you from the get-go. The way you sound, the way you look, the way you dress. And then your work gets accepted. Now, the unfortunate thing is sometimes for those of us who feel like, you know, that if someone doesn't appreciate the effort you invested into your work, you go and you do the self-publishing route, or you run to an Amazon platform, because I hear that on Amazon you can, do self-publishing or place yourself there. The unfortunate scenario is, well, we can only ask questions in terms of, you know, what's the return on investment that you get? Even though the investment that you're putting into is close to nothing. I mean, it's digital. It's close to nothing. But let's really ask the question. Will you get the return on investment? Are you achieving the rewards for going that route? Second question you could ask yourself is, how many people actually read through that platform? How many of them do actually read? And these are the business questions that you as a writer have to factor in. You've got to know, it's the same thing that we here in the media face with regards to who's your audience, who's your listeners, who's your readers. Think about your target audience. Think about your target market, which is the broadest concept in the overall marketing concept. Think about your target market. Who are you making this for? Now, understand also, guys, that just because you went digital doesn't mean that a search engine will factor or collect your work. Sometimes these search engines won't be able to even provide you with the exposure that you need, because unfortunately, if you thought that a search engine would also do it for you, nah, not always. Not always, guys. And also, Amazon also doesn't do it. They also don't do it. So, understanding that publishers provide quality assurance in terms of the editing component, expertise, the ability to invest resources when they like your manuscript, meaning they want to invest in it, and they want to invest in you, go that route. Because the publisher knows what the reader wants. The publisher knows what the reader wants. Now, I'm having this discussion, guys, because in many cases, we as the writer or as the content producer, whether you find yourself in broadcast journalism like myself and my colleagues here at Eagle FM, or whether you find yourself in many of the other communication mediums, for example, like newspapers or TV, is that sometimes you see the excitement in the eyes of the content creator. Yeah, I think, you know, this is a fabulous idea. I think people will like it. It's a little bit difficult when you get to the concept of writing, because sometimes you really have to understand whether or not there is a market for what you want to produce. That's the questions you've got to ask yourself. What you want to write, is there a market for it? Is there a market for it? I'll tell you what there is a market for in Namibia. If we just take Namibia, there's a market for non-fiction work, meaning people that can speak about their life's experiences. But here's the question. Who? So you've got to factor that in. Prominent people in the country, or people that have had or played key roles, or that were key participants in various historical events in our country. Second on to that is also you've got to take a look at other non-fiction categories, for example, like events in Namibia's own history as a country. Namibia's own history. Even though that topic is visited upon continuously, and I kid you not, guys, by a lot of South Africans even themselves, they do write about Namibia. Second onto that is also getting into the other scopes of what their market is. For example, you yourself, you can generate fictional work, or, you know, work that falls within the fictional scope of writing. And I mentioned this back on Friday and Thursday, because the question is, or not the question, but the scenario out there is that we are exposed, you and me as consumers, we are exposed to works from other countries, not from Africa even. We're exposed to fictional works from other creators. There's nothing wrong with if you're a good writer, if you've tested yourself and someone tried to read your stuff and they said, you write very well, go for it. And the second scenario onto that is also the ability to write in your own language. The ability to write in your own language. Now, this is key, guys, because a lot of us fall into the trap of wanting to write in English, where English is not actually our first language. And this is actually the first thing as a writer that you've got to understand, that you've got to factor into. Write in your mother tongue. right in it. Why? Well, it's the best way in terms of which a story can be told. If you now have to factor in the English work, that's the publisher's work. The publisher can do the translation. A publisher can do it. So many times have I read books from Japanese writers, you have French writers, Spanish writers, African writers or authors here from the French-speaking zones on the continent. Their works were translated into English because the publisher does that component. The publisher provides that that further extension in value. Now remember, the publisher helps to embolden your brand. It helps to make your brand more visible, puts it out there, and markets it properly. If you went and you did a self-published work, you obviously won't be able to afford the distribution, the intense distribution costs that are assigned with it, because you've got to convince a bookseller to carry the book. And if a bookseller is not convinced with the quality of the work, remember, with a book, it's two levels of quality you've got to look at. It's the packaging, and you've got to look at the content, what's in it. Second on of that is also, booksellers know their jobs, guys. Please, do not try and pull fast ones with booksellers. Booksellers want to see that there is actually a barcode on that cover. If you want to do self-publishing, they want to see a barcode. It's the same thing you find with any product in any shop in the country. They want to see a barcode because it's for their stock keeping. It's for their warehouse management. It's for their own warehouse keeping that they want a barcode. And if you don't have that, a bookseller will not touch your work. If you go the self-published route and you don't have a book and you don't have a barcode on your product. Nice thing is, Ministry of Industrialization and Trade. Yeah. Remember, guys, they launched the barcode scenario. Even a whole 30 years later, but still, they launched that barcode scenario. And that barcode is key because it just helps the accounting and the bookkeeping component on the side of the bookkeepers. Not the bookkeepers, but the booksellers. Because if you are going to do it yourself, please get a barcode for your work. Please get a barcode for your work. And for every work that you produce, you should have a different barcode for every work. Yes, guys, you should have a barcode for every work. Now, just before we reach the next ad break, it's key to note here with regards to the value that the publisher provides is that the publishers associated or the brands that are associated to publishers, they actually, mean little to a reader. I have to stress this because I myself, who has been a book buyer and a book, and I still read, what you go and look for is the value that a publisher gives you. Sometimes you go look for the reader. The writer. Sometimes you go look for the writer and you get attracted to the cover design and then you see the author's name on it. But a publisher will give you the best packaging marketing scenario to a reader because a publisher knows if they can bank on an author, there's no problem in the return on investment that comes from the readers buying the book. No problem. We're quickly stepping into that short ad break and coming right back after this.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Mona Asset Tracking otuna omayakuro dhingi mokuturamo u tracking device mi endithe omarudhaga ghe. Gamena oka donkey bots wanako eko ongangara. Otatu kupe uyerere keneto vuru okurandura oshendithe shoe. Okuzamo mtumba sigo mpoka shiri pethimbo jomo njira. Torongi ithashi kiongothio eyo peke. Ana farama, ana ngeshefa, osho o ana magumbo. Endere nipa mwene thimbo. Mokutona tira omaliko goe. Okuza kongothio peke. Mona Asset Tracking. Oteku tuliremo uthano wo 4G wopo. Nje, uthano mboka ka unonjironde o haurongo konkondo de tango haurongo ethimbo keje no monkarombe po keje kohambo no kofara makwaningi kopepi otatu adhika po matungiro gomalaiti gatalera thana no mbirwa yondangwa Eben constituency kuyerere dengerane na konra getatu imwe mbali heali datu hamano mbali mbali Mona Asset Tracking, if it moves we can track it.
Now, coming back from the extended break right there, the key thing for you as an author and for how you fit into the bigger plans for a publisher is that with a publisher, they've got to know what value they are going to offer the reader. You see, guys, a publisher has to play a dual role. They have to play the role of someone that presents a good product, a quality product to readers, meaning to a market, as well as they provide and they also have to represent those content creators, i.e. the authors, that have provided them with quality works. If you have to sit there thinking to yourself, why does someone like Daniel Steele get reprinted almost every year? Every year there's a new book by Daniel Steele. If you don't know who Daniel Steele is, well, she is a mega millionaire for writing probably, I'm not going to knock her work because I've never read her work, but it's all these love novels, you know, these love stories, these Disney-like love stories that a lot of female readers love. I'm sorry for using Disney, guys, but still, it's all romantic work. And working that factor in, she serves a specific genre. That genre has been, well, if I can say it's been going strong, it would be an understatement, but she serves it well, Daniel Steele. Every year, work is produced by her, and then her publishers just run it. They just publish her work. Now, there's nothing wrong with you sitting there, listening to me now, also going, but why can't we write, you know, your own love novels or romantic novels or romantic comedy novels in the same vein? Why not, guys? You don't have to go for overtly complex concepts. It's a discussion of looking at what you like and seeing if you can do the same thing. Because yes, in marketing, in the world of business, copycatting takes place. If you want to see a version of copycatting, look at every bank. They give you the same thing. The same thing. The only thing that differs is in terms of how they label, they pack their products. And also, secondly, how you get to interact with the product. All of them have internet banking. All of them give you a bank account. All of them give you cell phone banking. All of them issue credit cards. All of them issue credit to you. All of them are involved in the vehicle financing market. All of them are in the home loans and home financing or property financing market. And these are seven products I've mentioned to you that all of them share. All the retail banks share it. Now, it does not say that this is the same scenario in terms of why we as Namibians cannot generate our own authors, writers in the same genres. I do have to warn you about sci-fi is that, well, the situation is only that you really have to do your best with sci-fi. If you want to be a sci-fi writer, guys, you really have to do your best in this vein. So, by all means, try your hand, do your best, work on your work, see how well it goes, but then also try and work closely with an editor or at least with someone that is in the editing world. I'm not talking about newspaper editors, please, guys. Newspaper editors they don't have the same eye as general editors. So a newspaper editor would look at things from a news perspective. They're more in a newspaper framing mindset. than they are in being a reader. So, just giving you a heads up. If someone says they are a newspaper editor with any of the big three news publications out there, don't make use of them. They won't be of any service. Make use of an editor. An editor. Now, in the last 9 minutes of today's program, also, factor this discussion in as well. Why not become a publisher yourself? Why not? You have publishers that have been in the comic books industry. You have publishers that have been in the graphic novel industry. And you've been, and you've got publishers that have been in the novel, the book writing industry. Here's the main thing you've got to factor in. It's nothing similar to a printing press. It's not a printing press. Printing press are the guys at the end, sort of like at the end of that channel. A publisher has budget, has the money to sign, produce, manage, and procure works. That's the job of a publisher. That's the job of a publisher. Now, it's key to note here, guys, that in the role of an all this, publishers are probably the second most important person in the reading or writing market or industry around the world. I mean, I can throw you names like in Japan, for example. If anyone has been to Japan, you might have seen very odd comic books that they bring out every week, every second week, and every month at the end of the month. Now, there are about five big comic book publishing companies in Japan. And guys, I'm talking about readerships of 100,000, of 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 even. You go to South Africa, you get readerships for the magazines, the lovely magazines that we as Namibians love reading here. They are publishing houses that know the value in terms of what they produce. There is a reading market out there. There is a reading market out there. And if you want to become a publisher yourself, you've got to look at the scope. You've got to look at what you want to do. The unfortunate scenario is that in some cases, some magazines that have tried in Namibia, yes, they tried. They went for the physical production component. I suspect it was the costs element in terms of some of them trying to stay afloat. Currently, I think there's only one or two magazines that are only in digital format. One or two. Second on to that is also, if you want to become a publisher, you've got to look at managing a portfolio. It's not just one entity. It's not just one product. It's not just one writer or author. Manage a portfolio. Get as many writers, authors that come from various kinds of categories and genres, package them together, because then you can sell them each year. You just release the books. Now understand, a publisher is not a printing press. Once again, let me stress that as well. A publisher is not a printing press. I'm not talking about printing. I am not talking about printing. Publisher is a publisher. They look after the works, they package it, they edit it, they refine it, they market it, then they distribute it. The printing press is a facilitator. They play a facilitating role next to the publisher. They're not in the channel with the publisher, they're next to the publisher. So they would be someone that, you know, that would be helping in terms of providing or making the product or generating the product, but that's all they do, the printing press. We're not talking about getting into printing works or into the printing press. We're talking about publishing, just publishing. Now, for the last 5 minutes here on today's program, you can, if, you know, in terms of still providing some feedbacks, you can connect with us through our social media platforms as well as also, you can still call through. However, there's only 5 minutes left, so it won't do any justice in terms of still allowing some of you callers to come through and just give some of your contributing points. But if you are going to become a writer, and if you are looking at perhaps one other way of establishing a business in the literary world, in the book world, and especially as a publishing company or as a publishing enterprise, look at the value you want to generate. Also, second onto that is also look at what value you're going to provide to the writer, the author. The author has their own job in terms of generating their value, their brand, and how it needs to be communicated down the channel until it reaches the reader at the end. At the end. It's key to note this key element, because when something is produced, it's a question of how you position yourself in a market. How do you position yourself in a supply chain? How do you position yourself in order to provide as much products and value to a market? Now, it's key to note this because my next discussion will have us end on the bookseller, the importance of the booksellers, the challenges that they face, because the publishers know what role they have to play. The publishers know what value they produce, what value they generate, what value they distribute, what value they represent. The reader, or the writer, sorry, had their own value to look after, their own value component to try and develop, their own value component that they had to supervise. If I can use the word supervise. That's what the author and the writer had to do. At the end of this channel, you have the bookseller. Now, the unfortunate thing is, guys, booksellers have been under strain under recent years, and it has just been made worse by the COVID pandemic. But note this. Note this important aspect. The booksellers are still vital, because how would you know about a writer? How would you know about an author? How would you know where to gain access to the product? How would you know to buy, you know, what the costing or the price would be? Because without the bookseller, especially in Namibia's sense, how do you then achieve, you know, the prominence as a writer, or the distribution points for a distributor? Not a distributor, for a publisher. And so lastly, you know, what value can then be channeled throughout that supply chain itself? Because the writer, the author wants to make money. The publishing house or the publishing company wants to make money. The distributor, which is the bookseller, will also want to make money. Now, that will be the discussion for tomorrow. Just signaling to you now already, because we only have 1 minute left. And also, catch me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, because we did have a very small session on Friday evening. We're still going to be continuing with that climate, environment, and the global economy discussion for tonight. It was just a little bit of an introduction on Friday evening's session. However, catch me later on tonight here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Up next is the On The Radar team and the daily bulletin that they provide you out there. And on that note, this has been your brand conversation on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. See you again.